on the top.
Bohishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa dadati sapadanti. Yesterday, we were explaining what is sadhana. And then it came that when our object will to attain rati, mood. And for this, with these material senses, tongue, mind, we will do sadhana, then it will be sadhana, otherwise not. The first, there should be object. That I want to attain a rati. But what is rati? What is that rati? That mood, that should be object. Then, Shuddha Sattva, Vishesh Atma, Prem Surjans Samya Bhag. Ruchvi chittam mashinya kudasau bhavam uchyate. What is this bhav? We should know. If you don't know what is bhav, what is rati, then how it can be your object to attain? If anyone not knowing all these things, then how he can do any sadhana? So if knowing not all these things, he is doing sadhana, not sadhana, it may be sadhana, abhas are more lower than that. Not actually bhakti. So we all are in this category. What is rati? Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. Can you do? Explain the slok you never heard. You? Black cap? No. Yes? What is the meaning? What is the meaning? You, Radhanath?
So yesterday, very nicely, we were discussing what is Saran Bhajan. So Guru Maharaj was describing both efforts to attain the state of Rati, that person is a sadhak. He's performing sadhan bhajan. So what is rati? Sudha sattva visheshatma prema surya sanjava. The prema is described like the spiritual sun. So the first ray of that spiritual sun to appear in the heart, that is called bha. Sudha sattva, it is not a material mood. It is coming from the heart of visheshatma. Visheshatma means the ragatmik parikazim vrindavan dham. So when from their hearts, a ray of Shuddha Sattva enters our hearts.
What is Sattva? Then what is Shuddha Sattva? And then what is Vishuddha Sattva? And then Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. Four things are here. What is Sattva?
Sattva, when we say goodness, and Shuddha Sattva means
no.
Non-material goodness.
Not this. No. Try to attend the classes of devotees. You should not think that I have known everything, master of all. Try to give up this, false ego. be humble and try to attend classes of Shyam Rani, Madhav Maharaj, Arand Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, all. And then, very good qualified. So we must know what is sattva. What is sattva? Then shuddha sattva. What is sattva? Sattva means existence of anything. This is material sattva. No existence. So all kinds of existence who are in this world or that world, all are sattva. But sattva are of two kinds. Shuddha sattva and Mishra sattva. All the souls now captured in material things are Mishra sattva. We are all now Mishra sattva. And then we will give up all these things, material sattva, out of material sattva, or shuddha, part of Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, anuchit, shuddha anuchit, transcendental thing. This is called shuddha sattva. And then shuddha sattva vishesh atma. What is this? Shuddha sattva. When, like Baladev Prabhu is the origin of all shuddha sattvas, all the jivas, all the things, what are existence in this world? Baladev Prabhu. From him it comes. So Baladev Prabhu is called the Sandini Shakti. So anything coming from Sandini Shakti, they are shuddha sattva. Understand? And after 2 days, you should forget. Write or not down in your heart. And then, visheddha, visuddha sattva, vishesh atma, Ladini Shakti, you know? Ladini Shakti. And Sambit Shakti, of Sarup Shakti of Krishna. Krishna. And then Krishna Sarup Shakti. And Sarup Shakti as like Ladini and Sambit. Sambit means knowledge. And from knowledge, this mood will come. All kinds of bhav to serve Krishna, which are in Radhika, they may come partly. With Ladini Shakti, with love and affection, with ananda. So this is vishesh. Essence of Ladini and Sambit coming in Sandini, then they will be shuddha, sattva, vishesh, atma. If it is coming, how it will come? Not by any sadhan which we are doing or a jeev can do. Not by sadhan. Kripa siddha. What is called Kripa Siddha?
Perfection by mercy.
The mercies are of two kinds. Krishna mercy. Krishna mercy. Here Krishna means Srimati Radhika, Brinde and all Tadiya. Krishna mercy. And secondly, the high class of devotees of Krishna, like Shankar, like Narad Goswami, like Uddhav, and more than them, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, down up to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like our Guru, like Swamiji, like this, in this line. No, not myself. I want to be the dust of their lotus feet. Never. So, by mercy only, when we will surrender and very hankering for that rati, weeping always and thinking we will do all the things that we must do, but always hankering for the mercy of Krishna and devotees. And when the devotees' heart will be melted, seeing our eagerness and our exercising of bhakti, like Krishna looked towards the efforts of Mother Yashoda and he was melted in such a way. If their hearts are not melting by seeing your efforts for in the power, oh, they will not sprinkle their mercy. Oh, he is very proud. He has so many false egos. He has so many worldly desires. Not exercising anything, sleeping, and not chanting. Oh, only he thinks that I have done 16 rounds of Harinam. This will not do. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, you have seen. Like Rupa Goswami. And in what way? Accepting four qualities. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanyas. Humble than a blade of grass. Tolerance like trees. Not selfish. Totally his life is for others. Like this. Giving proper honor to all Vaishnavas. Never to criticize anyone if he is wrong or right. Especially worldly persons. Only you can praise, O devotees, Krishna, bhakti, and all these things. Never criticize anyone who is a very wretched person or he is lusty or what he is doing. If he will do, then all bad qualities will come in you. So, giving proper respect to them and don't have any ambition, desire to be respected. Especially, you will have to follow Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Favorable? Oh, we should accept. If not favorable for bhakti, anything. If my body, my friends, my society, my wife, children, wealth, even this life, not favorable for bhakti, we'll try to give up. And what is not favorable, we should try to give up them and accept only which are favorable for bhakti. And doing this properly, all this. First, what is thing? You should accept any transcendental guru. if not even Madhyamadhikari, who is selfless. He is expert in all kinds of Siddhanta and remove him all kinds of doubts, having no worldly desire. Never. And then duly taken diksha in the real sense, he should take it. And daily, what doing? Chanting Hari name continuously. And what Guru Maharaj has given, mantras. Oh, daily you should do. Oh, this is lacking in all devotees. They don't chant, even they don't have any Tulsi Mala even. And they tell that I am or disciple of Srila Prabhupada or disciple of anyone. They should know the meaning of mantras. They should know what is the deities of that mantra. What is my relation with that? Having strong faith on them that they will support and nourish me. Having support. And this is called prapatti. And then saranagati. If you have belief in Krishna and you have given yourself in the Lord's feet of Krishna, then why you are worry for your maintaining life? Krishna is, if Krishna can create this whole world, universe in a moment, and if you have taken shelter to that very Krishna, he is so powerful, then why you are worried? I've seen so many small dogs with their masters, and master giving a belt here and a chain in his hand, and he takes them with in walking. And if that small dog sees that a very big dog is there, and he wants to jump. But when he will be alone, then what?
Taking his jump inside of the dog.
But now he is proud of his master, and master has a gun, and if anyone attacks, oh, he will say. He is so powerful, master. So if you have taken this shelter of supreme master, so much powerful, then why to fear for maintenance? And if you are worried for this, then you are really have not surrendered. And here is the what? Some loophole in root. And that is why we want to make a very good house, good family, all these things. Because we have no faith in Krishna. That are the things which are lacking in ours. Our Guru has opened our eyes to see, but our eyes are even not opened to see all these things. So try to see all these things. Then Shuddha Sattva may come. Otherwise, how it will come? If their hearts are not melting, whom? Oh, in Vaikunth Golok, Vrindavan Dham. By seeing all this. Our Guru, our devotees here, how they can pray to Krishna? And without praying Krishna, Krishna mercy cannot come. So, Krishna mercy is independent to devotees. Devotees' mercy. So try to please devotees. And if you cannot please your Gurudev, who wants to sprinkle his mercy always. But if you cannot serve him, you cannot make him melt, how can you receive? So this is the thing. Or there is something loop and hole in our root of bhakti. That is why something is wrong. If you are not knowing all these things about mantra, then how the effect of the mantra will come? How it will come? You are giving this seed in barren land like sands, and you think that, oh, very soon, sprout. It may not come. So you should. Or Nyas also, like. One name and one mantra, one time even. Oh, he can give result. But Gurudeva told you should do this mantra 10 times or 108 times or more than this. To practice. And also Nyas means, I will follow all these things. A sankalp like this.
Take a vow that I shall do all these things.
So we must promise that, I must do all these things. And then it is Nyas. If you are not doing falling, then where is result? So first, you should obey Srila Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamritam. And then, you should do what? Manashiksha, Guru, Goshthe, Goshthale, Isu. Sujane, Bhursurgane, Swamantre, Si, Namni, Bajajva, Danda, Sarane, Sada, Dambham, Hitva, Kuru, Ratim, Apurvam, Atitanam, So you should follow all these things. Don't neglect your mantras and Harinam. Especially you should always have a rati then that rati. Shraddha, then nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati. That rati here. To your chanting name, first guru, both gurus, shiksha guru, diksha guru. And then goshtha, Nandagaon, Barsana, Radha Kundan, Mahaprabhu, Puri, all these things. And then, Goshthale Ishu, those who are there, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, also, Rup Sanatan, and those who are in our Sampradaya, and out of Sampradaya also, those who are acharyas of Nimbaditya, Nimbarka, and all others, we should give proper respect to them. Don't criticize them. And even Brahmins, those who are not one-pointed to Krishna, even though, we should try to honor them. And then especially to Harinam and our mantra, and then Radha Krishna Jugal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, giving proper respect to all, having so much arati, love and affection for all these things, and go on practicing. Then mercy of Vaishnava or mercy of Krishna will come. And then you can realize all these things. This is our object now. So we should follow all these things and try to realize all these things. Gaur Premanande. Thank you. Now you can give class or anyone.
Some devotees think that there's two ways to attain right.